You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave in 82.5.
Catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. Giving God the praise.
To him that is able to keep me from falling and present me faultless before the presence of your glory, please hear my cry.
I need you to hold me, Jesus. Let your love console me, Jesus. I've longed for your I need you so much, oh, Jesus. There are things in my life that are just not right. Again, I've fallen short, even though I put up a fight. It seems like I'm going in circles. Though I try to take a stand, every time I try to do right, evil is passing on every hand. I need you
to hold me,
Jesus. Let your love console
me, Jesus.
I've longed for yourself. Every time I turn around, Satan is trying me again. Temptation is all around me, but I don't want to fall again. There's times that I feel so strong, other times I feel so weak. Lord, please hear my cry. It's your holy presence that I seek. So boldly I come unto the throne of grace, asking for mercy in my time of need. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you promise to revive me. You say your right hand shall save me. I need you to hold me, Jesus. Let your love console me, Jesus. For the touch that only you can heal. I need you. I need you so much, Jesus. This is what I want you to do. Like a mother holds a baby. Hold me.
Don't
you ever. let me go now. I need the comfort of your touch. Oh,
station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Say it again. let's do it some more. Come on, clap your hands.
Yeah. Look back, and walk. says I'm not.
It's 8:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right back right after this.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Living on borrowed time, living down here, Lord. Living on borrowed time. You know what? I'm going away. I'm
catch the wave only in the vibe.
We live in a time of crisis. Man have so many problems content with, till it have become fatal to his direction, church. Man is confused today. Man is at a standstill. Bible speaks of these times, war and rumors of war. The man becomes so confused until he takes his own life. Devil, a rich man. Devil's contemplating death. He was standing in an open window on the 8th floor. Oh, Lord. Before he jumped, he looked down, he saw a ragged man saying and eating out of a garbage can. He said, well, before I take my life, I'm going to go down and talk to him. The rich man made his way downstairs. How can you say and have it eat out of a garbage can? He said, you see me, I'm rich and I got everything. I got money, I got fine clothes to wear. I got even a kind of car that you want to ride around in. What is it that you have that I don't have? No man looked at it and said, I've got Jesus. No man said, wait a minute. Maybe if I said, you will understand me better. He looked up and said these words, there is nothing as precious as Jesus to me. Let the hurt and riches be gone. I am covered, I can be with my Savior, Lord, I see.
I am happy with Jesus.
Something moved on. The poor man knew what was happening to him. The rich man said, well, so I wonder, would you mind if I try to sing it? The poor man looked at him with a smile on his face. The rich man said, there is nothing is precious. He said, am I doing all right? Jesus to me, let the hurt and bitterness be gone. I am happy as can be with my Savior, Lord, I see.
I am happy with Jesus alone.
Smile again.
I am happy with Jesus.
Sound with tight acoustic bass.
The person that you're sitting next to, if you only knew their story, many of you got a survival story in the house? Well, testify and stand to your feet if you got a survival story. Now, you ain't got to tell everything. But look at your neighbor and tell a neighbor, you just don't understand what I've been through. But my hands raised to God tonight is a testimony that I made it through some things. Now tell them, and the worst is over, and the best is yet to come.
Catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Let Jesus, let Him fix it for you. I know He knows, the Lord knows, He knows what to do. Whenever, when you need to pray, why don't you let the Lord just let Him have the way? Oh, that Jesus could have fixed it for you. Oh, that Jesus, I tried Him and I know all about it. He fixed it for my mother one day.
things I do down here. It's pleasing in the sight of God. My brother, right? Oh, I believe I've seen the Father. He told me in his holy word, do unto others as I have them do unto me. Oh, I try to treat everybody right, because I want to see the Lord when it's all over. I've suffered and worked too hard.
This morning.
1 minute before 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right back with more great gospel music. I'm your host, The Anointed One.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Time is still with swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand or long. Build your hopes on things eternal or long, and hold. Hold on, oh, ooh, Lord.
sets the way on the end of life.
I'm just too close. I'm just too close. Can't turn around. Now, if those of you are, if you are in that same place you were 5 years ago, and you are wondering why you're not that close, well, maybe it's possible that you haven't pushed yourself to get to where you've been believing that you should be. And, you know, faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. And many times we don't wait patiently enough to hear from the voice of God. And when we are in that place that we are rushing all the time and never being standing still or just sitting still to meditate upon the Lord day and night. And when you begin to meditate, think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing in your life, then there's something on the inside just begin to bubble up and stir up, and it begins to pour out of you, because it's something about the anointing from God. It destroys the yoke. So maybe some yokes need to be broken while you haven't got to that place of being so close. And maybe it's that you've been sitting in that same place for a long time, and you have not written the vision and made it plain to move forward in the days ahead. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We are right at 17 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful Thursday. And what a time we've had thus far. And those of you, if you don't know what day it is, it's Thursday. And we are pushing forward. And before you know it, September will be over with, September the 6th, 21. Again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet, contemporary Christian station. You can feel free to give us a call. That's 347-215-8049, or join us on our website, nfiradio.com. And you can listen to us also on Facebook simply by going to NFI. Radio Gospel Network. We are an international network where you can listen to us anywhere in the world. Coming up very shortly right here, the bottom of the hour, is that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God. It's Overseer William Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heat Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. All that and more music coming your way all the way up to 8 o'clock today, so feel free to call in and listen to some of these awesome men and women of God that come forth right here every day. All right, right now, currently on the outside here in Raleigh, North Carolina, 71 degrees. Today's highs is expected to get up around 83 degrees here in the capital city. Let's get back with more great gospel music right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. We're live. Good morning, Jesus.
And that's enough. How many of y'all sure enough know that you got Jesus?
Yeah.
And that's enough. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. It goes just like this. There's always somebody talking about me. Really, I don't mind. They try to stop and block my progress most of the time. The mean thing they say don't make me feel bad. I can't miss the win I never had yet.
I got Jesus.
Good God Almighty.
No love.
Let me tell you this like this. Nobody was alone. I said he heard my plea, came to see about me. He's my all in all.
This is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
Well, welcome to the Lincoln Park Holiness Church True Vine Time radio broadcast. We're live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we are so excited for the word today. And joining us this morning is Elder, I believe Elder Demetrius Hunter is not actually with us at this time. So we have with us Eldress Belinda McCoy and Minister Anthony Evans. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm going to turn it over to you all. I don't know where is Elder Demetrius is supposed to be with you this morning, but he is not actually with us at the very moment.
Mother McCoy, you want to get started or?
Good morning. Welcome to the Lincoln Park Holiness Church. Thursday morning Bible study on NFI Radio. Thank you to Reverend Kearney and to our pastor, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, for allowing us this opportunity to give you the word of God. On today, we're going to be concluding our study on Abraham, our weaknesses, and his strengths. We're going to be doing a recap of what we have learned in these last weeks of that. And we're just going to be doing a, we're going to be summing it up and doing summing it up and going through what we have already learned. And before we do that, we're going to ask Minister Evans if he will to lead us in prayer and to begin our Bible study on today.
Most gracious and all-wise Heavenly Father, we thank you, first of all, for this day. Father, we pray now that you will open our hearts and our minds that we might be partakers of your word. We pray now, Father, that you will get into this Bible study, take out what needs to be taken out, and pour into our hearts and our mind your word. We pray now, Father, that you will come and allow us to be a blessing to your people through your word on this day. We pray now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart shall be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Amen. This morning, as we try to cap off our series on Abraham, his strength and his weaknesses, I want to go to the word found in Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, and we're going to use the King James Bible, which reads from chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. It reads as thus, "And it came to pass after these things that God had tempted Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Here we find that Abraham once again is showing a great strength for following the instructions that God has given him, because after all the things so far that Abraham has gone through, he's moved his family every time that God has told him to move. He's even rescued his nephew Lot in the time of need, and he was even patient with being a parent, although God has promised him that he's going to be the father of many nations. Isaac was born yet under when Abraham was 100 years old, and he was very patient. But one of the things that I noticed that was his weakness, even in him being patient, he succumbed to the idea while he was waiting that his wife Sarah told him to go sleep with the handmaiden Hagar, that they might bear children primarily while he was in wait. That to me was one of his weaknesses, because God had already promised him that he was going to be the father of many nations, which really would have guaranteed him children, whether or not they were by biological birth or whatever. He was not patient enough to wait. We had already seen previously that God showed himself mighty in Abraham's life, even in a situation where they were down in Egypt, and he had already showed that whenever the need arise, that he might bend the truth somewhat by saying that his wife was not his wife, but yet he was his sister, which meant that in some certain situations, that because God had worked things out, he had to relocate because the rulers of the land realized that the person that his Sarah was supposed to be was not in fact who she was, that she was a wife and not a sister. So they had to relocate in order to save both of their lives, so to speak. But this was the move of God and not man. So in these circumstances, Abraham was still moving at the rate God would have him to go, but yet under the same circumstances, Abraham is showing his strength by doing what God would have him to do. But yet, from time to time, his weaknesses was not consulting God on every little thing, but yet still moving in the power of God. Mother McCoy?
Thank you, Minister Evans. The strengths and weaknesses of Abraham. Just as a recap of what we've already gone through, Abraham was the 10th generation of Noah, a descendant of Noah's son, Shem. Now, God changed his name from Abram, which means exalted father, to Abraham, which means father of a great number. He was well-respected and successful in his occupation. He also had courage to face a powerful enemy coalition. Now, some of his weaknesses were impatience, fear, and a tendency to lie under pressure. Abraham was considered the spirit of all of us, all the believers. In Genesis 12:1-2, it said, he said to his wife Sarai, I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but will let you live. Say you are my sister. My life will be spared because of you. This is Genesis 12:11-13, NIV version. Abraham was a man of many strengths, yet he had his weakness. He was not perfect. He had his moments of failure, depression, and family crisis, just like the rest of us. And we can all relate to Abraham's dilemma. The first weakness we talked about was fear. Abraham, he feared death. Abraham was afraid of being killed by the Egyptians because of his wife Sarah's beauty. He arranged with her to tell lies that they were a brother and sister instead of a wife. Now, you could say a lot of things about Abraham, but he at that point, you know, his life was in danger. And we can believe that his fear of death, you know, surpassed the fear of losing Sarah to the other men. So he said, say you are my sister so they will be treated well for your sake and my life will be spared because of you. So Abraham, under pressure, you know, he told a lie. So even though he was a man of faith and he knew God, he still had his weaknesses like the rest of us. We all have weaknesses also. And because he was being killed, we don't know unless we've been in that situation where, you know, our life was at danger. We don't know what we could do if we were in that position. So we're not criticizing him, but that's just a weakness that he had. You know, he had the fear of the unknown. In Genesis 12:20, Abraham preempted the actions of the Philistines, that of the Pharaoh. His life had not yet been taken, but the fear of the unknown led to the plan to lie and cover up his murder status. So we see his fear. But, you know, one thing I want to bring out, too, Abraham, Sarah was his wife, but then she still was his sister, too. But he didn't pull, he chose the one that would clear him, you know, instead of just saying, okay, this is my wife. Because of his fear, they said he had a tendency to lie when he was under pressure. So he was under pressure to fear his life, he was under pressure. So he did tell a lie. But what we can learn from that is that we know that God doesn't abandon us because we have weaknesses. Now, he works through them because he knows, you know, we are just a work in progress. And it's our prayer that we can pray through our fears and our weaknesses. We can turn to God and not away from God. And let's let God use us. And so that we can turn, they said, when I'm weak, through God, that makes me strong. So we just have to, even though we have weaknesses and we know that we won't always, you know, we're always facing some pressure and some things, so our things are not going to always be good in our life, and we're going to be going through some things. But let us try, you know, to pray through them and give God the opportunity to get the glory through our life and through what we what we do and how we handle the pressure, because if we handle it as saints, if we can handle the pressure, then we can encourage someone else to go through. But if we falter every time something comes our way, then we won't be able to help anyone else. So it's up to us, you know, to try to, through these weeks, to give God the opportunity to get the glory. Abraham's strength were that he demonstrated extraordinary faith and trust and obedience to the will of God. That his weakness were impatience, fear, and the tendency to lie under pressure. Now, we know that Abraham's most outstanding quality was his faith. And although he failed at times, he often showed amazing faith. And some of the examples of Abraham's faith was when he left home, he didn't know where his final destination was going to be. He took the leftover land. He let Lot have the good land, even though he was the elder and he had the right to choose. Abraham believed God promised that he would have a son in his old age. Though there were moments of doubt, he still believed the impossible. And we know that Abraham and Sarah wanted a child, and she lost faith. And she told Abraham, you know, to go to her. This is in the 16th chapter of Genesis. And she told Abraham if he would go to her handmaid and be with her, and so that she could have a child. Well, God told him that he was going to make them the father of nations, but Abraham and Sarah knew that they were old, and they were 90 years old, and they were thinking to themselves, not really thinking about that God made the promise. They're just thinking that, well, we're just too old. And they themselves tried to help God do what God already said that he was going to do. And by doing so, they made Abraham succumbing to his wife's wishes and doing what she wanted. Abraham, he showed his weaknesses. That's when he showed his lack of faith. The lack of faith in believing that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And we're not despising Abraham, because like I said before, we do not know what we would do in these same situations. We can only know that we can just have that faith, because we understand that faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So Abraham and Sarah, they lost faith at that point and did something that was not really what God would have them to do. And that whole situation, by them doing it, Abraham going to Hagar, and Abraham impregnating her, and them having a son, Ishmael, but that did not work, because God didn't tell them that I'm going to give you a son through your handmaid. He told them that he was going to give them a son through them, with the both of them. And so when we try to help God and try to, you know, make it right, then things don't go so well. So it's important for us, if we can, just to wait on God, because he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And after Hagar got pregnant, had a baby, then Sarah got jealous and was mad with her, you know, whatever, you know, she felt some type of way about it. And that's what we do sometimes. We go out there on our own, and then after it doesn't work out like we thought it was going to work out, then we get upset with others, you know, not even thinking, oh, I did this to myself. We want to blame somebody else for the things that we have done. And then it did not work out. And through that mistake of having Abraham to go to her handmaid, Abraham following suit with that, it is said that the results of that is how we have that conflict now in the Middle East, because Ishmael, that son, was cursed. So we have to be careful how we try to help God. And another thing we talked about Abraham being unselfish And that was when he gave Lot the opportunity to have the first choice of the first land. And by doing this, you know, he Abraham let take the best for himself. And, you know, sometimes that's what we always want to do. We want to always have the best. You know, we want the best of everything. If we have that choice, we're not going to let anybody get anything better than what we have. But, you know, we need to take the unselfish route like Abraham. Don't be selfish. You know, always want the best for ourselves and leaving everybody else out. Because God said he's going to take care of us. So if we take care of other people, then God is going to do what he said he's going to do for us. And so let us not be selfish and want to always be the one for the best. Don't always choose the best. Let somebody else have the best sometimes, and then God will bless you even more. And Abraham did one more thing that Abraham did we want to talk about, and it's that we talked about, was Abraham was willing to leave his comfort zone. When the Lord told Abraham, you know, to leave his country, you know, and Abraham left his country, his friends, his relatives, and everything in order to follow God's call. And we have to, when God first told Abraham to go, Abraham didn't immediately say where. You know, like we do, you know, every time God tells us something, we got to know where, when, and how right then. And if we don't, if we can't see where we're going, what God is telling us to do, if we can't see ahead of time, you know, then we back up and then we don't do what God tells us to do. But Abraham didn't do that. You know, he didn't just say, well, God, where you want me to go? He's my family here. Why you want me to leave my family? This is what I know. Like blah, blah, you know, all the types of things that we do sometimes. So we have to rely when God tells us to do something. We have to rely that we have to rely on the understanding that what God says that he's going to do, he's going to do it. And when he tells us to do something, he's already made the way. So Abraham, he had his strength and he had his weaknesses just like the rest of us. We have our strengths and we have our weaknesses. But we can make our weaknesses our strength through Jesus Christ. If we just let God lead us and let him carry us through and rely on what he says and don't rely on our own thoughts and our own abilities, but rely on what God says. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, and he will direct our path. And if we do that, we will understand what God has for us to do and how we can make our weaknesses our strength. Again, we thank you for listening to the Lethal Park broadcast on today. And you can always find us at LincolnParkChurch.com. We're located in Raleigh, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, where our pastor is Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe. And again, thank you for listening and being with us in the True Vine Time on NFI Radio with the Lincoln Park Holiness Church Thursday morning Bible study.
We thank you so much, Eldress Belinda McCoy and Minister Anthony Evans. You can join them right here every Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Sundays from 11:30 to 12 noon.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at LincolnParkChurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, #, Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares.
In the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Catch the wave on the NFI. It's the morning show with the Chatham County Country Boy from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. From 11 to 2 with the Anointed One. And from 2 to 5, catch the evening drive with the Farmer Boy on the NFI.
So let me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was the minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn. 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got another testimony.
Hello,
I feel in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, 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 take your shoes off. Ground is holy, 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 take your shoes off,
whatever comes my way,
is an iron.
Hello, 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 God, huh? Hello, 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 God. We are right about 5 minutes after the hour, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good morning to you. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And many times I was listening to that song. And again, Kirk Franklin, he is definitely a man that is full of many gifts and talent, and God is using him in many ways, and bringing forth various recording artists to, you know, do a CD or do a song together, and that there demonstrate what unity does when we come together as one, glorifying our Father and praising God for Jesus Christ. All right, well, look, right now, currently on the outside, 76 degrees here in the capital city, Raleigh, North Carolina. Today's high is expected to get up around 83 degrees. And those of you, if you're going to be getting out, just know time will be changing as well as we are moving forward into the fall. So as they say, summer, winter, huh, and fall, winter, spring, summer, fall. It's going to come, and it may not be the exact way that you look for it to be, but it's coming, and we are right that close to it. Look, I want you to keep in mind to pray for our youth. A lot of decision that is made now, they was not expecting that. And, you know, when we are born into this world, and if those of you are old school, you know what I mean. You're around my age. And I'm actually over 50. But when you are at an age, you knowing things were entirely different when you was a child. You didn't have to go about worrying about going to school to wear a mask or controversy where a child should wear a mask or they shouldn't wear the mask. But we have to realize that we must cover our children in the name of Jesus. And, you know, we know that God looks after the children, but we as parents, we should look after our children to make sure they are receiving the best protection in this society. And we know the Word of God and getting them involved with the Word of God and getting them involved in church is a blessing. But also, we have to make the right judgment and decisions to bring forth that peace in our home for the children. Because, you know, one of the saddest things to see a child being sick. I've been through that, seeing a child being sick. You experienced that yourself. Many of you have children, and when they're sick, to see them at that state that they are in that state, and you want them to get well, and you know they're going through what they have to go through, but you don't want them to get in that place, but you want to keep them protected. And we can pray, we can plead the blood of Jesus over them, but we have to make the right decision. So those of you, I'm not going to tell you what you should do and what you shouldn't do, but whatever you do, pray about it, make the right decision, and don't wait too late and say, well, I wish I had a done. Do it now. Do it now. All right, we're going to get back with more great gospel music again. Coming up a little later, 12:30 p.m. today, it's 30 Minutes Power of Prayer, awesome praying warrior. It's Apostle Mae Godfrey from Jonesboro, Georgia. We're coming forth today in prayer. Looking forward for that. And at 1 o'clock, it's Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. And they will have a guest speaker coming forth today. And those of you, you don't want to miss that. And for the information on who the guest speaker will be, go to our website, nfiradio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music here on this Thursday morning. It's September the 16th, 2021. Good morning to you.
Trying to run, I grow weary. Trying to walk, and I grow faint. Oh, I long to soar on the wings like an eagle. But I look down, and I'm afraid. You lift me high up, out of the fire, out of the flames. I lost a fear, when you give me meaning again. I'm singing revival, revival song. I'm singing revival, revival song. I try and define you. Lost my way, walk in the darkness.
25 minutes after the hour, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would just want to say thank you, Lord, that you've been so good to me. How about you? Hasn't he been good to you? Did you tell him thank you this morning? Oh, what a time we've had thus far, and got more coming your way right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We are the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Right now, outside, it's currently 76 degrees here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, today's highs is expected to get up around 85 degrees. Great weather to get out today. And those of you, if you're going to be grilling out or whatever you may be doing on the outside, it's a great day to do that. And some of you are doing some painting and reconstructing the outside of your home and getting some things scraped and done out in the yard. So, you know, it's a good day to clean up what you messed up, huh? And get it back together again. All right. You know how we go shopping, and we go shopping on a regular basis. And when we go shopping, we don't think about where am I going to put the things that I already have to make room for that I'm purchasing. And when we do that, we are just constantly bringing more and more in, and then you're looking to make room for that you just purchased. So good advice for the things that you have and you don't want to get rid of it. Well, I guess you're just going to have to add on another room or get a out storage place where your clothes can be properly safe. And if that's not the case and you want to get rid of some of your old clothing, then Goodwill will be gratefully appreciative for you bringing it to their door so and that you can bless somebody else as you're being blessed. All right. Want to send a shout out this morning to some of the awesome men and women of God that come forth preaching, and some of them are many of your pastors here in the area and various areas. And I just want to thank God for these awesome men and women of God that come forth preaching the gospel that is not a shame of the gospel of Jesus Christ and bringing forth line upon line and precept upon precept. I want to send a shout out this morning to Pastor and awesome man of God, and many of you catch him on television every week. He's the shepherd of the church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Speaking of Pastor Pastor Wooten, and many of you know Pastor Wooten. He has been in Raleigh for a long period of time, the Upper Room Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pastor Wooten definitely has been coming forth with the word. Want to send a shout out to him this morning. Also want to send a shout out to Pastor Rayshon McCoy, Pastor Vereen Holy Temple Church in Garner, North Carolina, Pastor Cecil Wilson, a pastor of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. And also want to send a shout out this morning to Reverend Danny Wilder in Franklinton, North Carolina, and his family. And also want to send a shout out this morning, and many of you may not hear him on the radio, but he's doing a wonderful work there in Creekmoor, Pastor Cyrus Waters, pastor there, I believe it's the Old Rock Spring Church there in Creedmoor, North Carolina. There are two churches there, Old Rock Spring and New Rock Spring, but he is the pastor of the church there in Creedmoor. And many others, pastors that's coming forth preaching and teaching the word of God, we say good morning to you. And if you would like for us to give you a shout out, just bump us at our email, and we'll definitely be glad to do that. Any announcements that you have, you can certainly email us at itbelongtogod@yahoo.com. That's small cap, itbelongtogod@yahoo.com. And last but not least, want to remind you to tune in this coming Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's our NFI television gospel broadcast for the very best in gospel videos around the world, old and new. It's all just for you on our NFI television gospel broadcast on the New Spectrum TV channel 24. That's 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday on Spectrum TV 24. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. It's yours truly. It's the Anointed One. Good morning to you.
When you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? When a fork is in the road, what do you do? When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do? When your back is up against the wall, what do you do? 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 You hold on and keep the faith. Keep the faith. Where do you go when there's nowhere else to go? Where do you turn when there's nowhere else to turn? Where do you look when there's nowhere else to look? What do you do? When there's nothing else to do, you're in the master's hand, and the master has a plan. Hold on, hold on, and keep the faith, keep the faith, keep the faith.
Sit around and you're wondering why. It's because I'm thankful. Oh, Lord. Oh, when I
think about your goodness and all the ways you've made for me. I did nothing to deserve it. It's just you keep blessing me. And without your tender mercy, I don't know where I would be. Can't you see I'm thankful for everything you've done? Thankful. Oh,
I. Anybody in this room tonight?
Because I'm thankful.
Listen here. When I remember where I was and where I am right now, it makes me say I'm thankful. Oh, listen, the Lord lifted my head when I felt like throwing in the towel. Listen. Lord, that's why I'm thankful. Oh, yes, I am. Ooh. 'Cause you were not there when my life was hurting. But somehow God, he brought me through, yes, he did. And what the enemy meant for my evil, God, you turned it around for my good. And there never was a moment when you left me there alone. Ooh, that's why I'm thankful. Any thankful people in this room today? So thankful. Thankful people are in this room can say them. If you're really thankful, come on, someone tell me again. It's because I'm thankful. Come on, tell them. It's because I'm thankful, Jesus. Because I'm and see who doesn't have what you have. How many of y'all just thankful for everything the Lord does for you?
How many just grateful that God has been so good to you? And I'm just thankful, thankful, Lord. Thankful, Jesus, for the time she stood by me when everybody had walked away.
The presence of the anointing right where you are right now. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? That's Richard Smallwood, and we are so thankful. We are so grateful. In spite of all that's going on around the world, in your city, your neighborhood, wherever you are, he is still in our presence. So we honor and reverence the Almighty God, and thank God for Jesus Christ, the one that died and suffered and paid the price on Calvary's cross, that he gave his life for us all, that we may have right to eternal life. And many of you are striving forward and believing God that you will see him as he is. You know today, wherever you are, and the closest you're going to see Jesus on this earth, and I know you hear people saying, I had the encounter and so forth, but the closest you're going to see him on this earth is when you stand in front of a mirror. When you stand in front of that mirror and you look in the face of that mirror, you are looking at the closest you're going to see Jesus. So my question to you today, do you see the Jesus in you? Do you see the Jesus that's in you? Because he said that great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So we are not to focus and get caught up with the affairs of this world, but we are to reach within us where the Spirit of God dwells within us, because he has poured upon us great gifts, and those gifts are being stirred up. And as you stir up the gift that's in you, then you can operate and be used for the glory of God, because God cannot dwell in an unclean temple. So when you are in that place and your temple is filled, and the Holy Ghost is rising up on the inside of you and pouring out and bubbling up, and people are saying, well, they don't look like they used to. They don't act like they used to. It's because of the Holy Ghost within you. So continually pour out and reach within you, because as you move forward for the glory of God, God is going to use you mightily. So trust in him, and he will direct your path. Stay focused in the presence of God. We're going to continue now with more great gospel music here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we are approaching about 15 minutes before the top of the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Many of you on last week know that we lost another legend of quartet, and definitely one of the top gospel artists in the quartet industry. Mr. Lee Williams was the former lead singer of the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. And certainly we're going to miss him, but we're going to continue to play his music. And this one is one right here that he was able to come forth and sing before he left us. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Good morning to you.
Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong. Philosophy has polluted all of our thoughts. Life has got us by the throat. Conditions got us tied in knots.
When we gonna wake up?
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong.
Is this Cream?
Cream.
I was trying to see if I could get like a donut wreath made for a funeral of the guy from B103, Frank Ski. He loves cream donuts, and he's going to be the speaker.
And you want a what made?
A crispy, like a wreath with donuts on it. It's for a funeral. One of our members slipped away from us.
I don't have no means of putting that together.
Well, if we bring the wreath down there, can you put the donuts on there? Can you assemble that and make it look real nice, put your own touch to it?
I don't know, ma'am. We can try to do whatever we can do. That's an unusual request.
It's what down? What kind of request?
I said that's an unusual request. This is a donut shop.
That's what I know, and we want to do something. What we was going to do, we weren't going to take the wreath to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
We was going to give that to the speaker.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Or if you could just dip the whole wreath in the glaze and use something like...
When are you supposed to do this?
Well, this is supposed to be done in 2 days. See, if you can make the wreath out of like some greens or some lettuce or something that's edible...
No, ma'am, this is a donut shop. I don't have anything like that.
That's what I understand, but we want donuts on the wreath, but we want the whole wreath.
Why don't you bring it, let me look at it, and I'll see what we can do.
I got one more question.
You got one more question?
My sister's child is trying to get her off drugs. And we just trying to encourage her by giving her a job where she won't be on the streets. And some of her teeth came out, and she got one in the front. Do you think y'all can give her a job down there snapping holes in donuts?
We got a machinery that does all that, ma'am.
Well, I seen her do it because she did it to some of the biscuits that I made, and they look like donuts, but they biscuits. And I said, you could get a job down there at cream.
No, creams, everything's done automatic. If you bring that reef by, I'll look at it and see what we can do.
Okay, now I need you to dip the whole reef down in the glaze, and we're going to present
no,
that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well,
that'd be unsanitary, and I'm not going to do that.
Well,
bring it by here, I'll look at it and see what we can do.
I clean all my greens before I cook them. My greens ain't nasty, sugar. I use mustard and
that doesn't matter, ma'am. That's unsanitary. I will not do that in my glaze.
Well, can
you,
you
bring
take
it
the
by here,
and
I'll look at it and see what we can come up with.
Okay, then.
All right, then.
What's your name?
My name is
Okay, how do I get down there?
Don't you know where Cream is in West End?
In West, that's down there by the Anderson's Funeral Home down there.
No, ma'am.
So that's not...
I'm down near the West End Mall.
The West End. Is that down there by Six Flags?
Yes, ma'am.
So
right
I go...
here off on I-20, right here
so
on the
I go like I'm
Avenue.
Going to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right down here by...
Can somebody come pick me up?
Who going to come pick you up?
I just need if you can send somebody down here, because this has been a death, sir. This is serious, and we got to start helping our peoples.
Ma'am, there's no one here to come pick you up.
Uh-huh.
People that work here, they don't, I doubt that they're going to come. They don't even know where you are, probably.
Well, I was going to give them the address. Well, can you come get me?
No, ma'am.
Oh, when you get off, can you come get me?
No, ma'am. Where are you?
I'm down here. You go up Peach Street. And you take a left and take that to North Peach Street, and you take the first left, and that'll put you back on Peach Street, the third house on the right.
Your best bet would be I'm right here on the model train line.
Excuse me?
Your best bet would be taking model. I'm on the train line.
Baby, Marta ain't got no car, baby. Marta car had wrecked his car 2 weeks ago.
No, man, Marta, city, Marta, the bus line.
Marta don't own, baby, listen, you ain't trying to understand what I'm saying. Marta wrecked his car. Now, that's Susie's youngest boy, and I know that for
no,
a fact.
No, ma'am, no, ma'am. I'm talking about the city itself. The
he don't
system.
Own nothing in this city, baby. He stayed with his mama. You talking about Marta Williams?
No, ma'am. I'm talking about the Marta train line.
Marta got a train line. He ain't paid
city,
no rent.
For the state. It's got a train system.
I know he with the state, baby, because he just got out of jail. He did a lot of stuff. He make tags. He don't own no train line, sugar. Is you crazy? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that flu there. Flu going around. All
ma'am,
right, sugar.
Ma'am, I'm busy.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music and it's catch the wave in AD to me.
I'm gonna see if y'all like this kind of music. Come on! There's an old song mama used to sing, you know what she said? I pray and I pray until I found the Lord. I kept on praying until I found the Lord. I pray and I pray until I found the Lord. Kept on praying until I found the Lord. My soul
just because
you soul
because
you everybody clap your I got the Holy Ghost. I cried and I cried until I got the Holy Ghost. Kept on crying until I got the Holy Ghost. I cried and I cried until I got the Holy Ghost. So I saw